Hey, it's Chuck, and welcome in. The Steelers just acquired Justin Fields. And as a Browns fan, you know, ironically, we just talked about this the other day, that Buckeye fans are made up of essentially three different fan bases, the majority Browns and Bengal fans, but another large section is Steeler fans. And I am happy for the Steeler fans that they get to watch Justin Fields. And, you know, you guys are going to enjoy it a lot. I really wanted him to go to a place that was a competent organization and give him a real shot to succeed. I was just looking at his stats. I don't understand why they would want to get rid of him for Caleb Williams in Chicago. They just totally got fleeced by the Steelers. The Steelers essentially got Justin Fields for free. And I guess the plan is to sit him behind Russell Wilson next year. I don't know why that's the plan. I wouldn't do that, not for a second, but maybe that'll be good for Justin. And hey, I'm not going to doubt the Steelers because they just made a massive move, in my opinion. And, you know, it's like I want to root for Justin Fields' success, but as a Browns fan, I don't want to root for the Steelers' success. So kind of a rough spot. But, man, some other big news just broke. Jake Diebler got the basketball job. And as much as I don't really follow the basketball team, I think that's awesome. I do. I know some people aren't going to be happy about it because it would seem that, you know, the Ohio State men's basketball team could hire a pretty big time candidate, but, you know, keeping it in-house with a guy who loves the team, who's shown that he can really turn these guys around pretty quick. I don't know. They got a bid to the NIT, and I think they'll take it, and I hope that he goes and really uses that time to build even more off what he started. I guess he's been a big recruiter for them, and I think that's awesome. And here I am talking about basketball. I know nothing about it, guys. But I'm excited for Jake Diebler, and I'm excited for the Ohio State basketball fans who are pumped about this because it's always fun to have an alum that you like run on the team. And why not give him a shot? I don't know, man. I don't follow the hoops. But I did see a story today that I thought was pretty cool. So Luke Fickell is obviously coaching the Badgers. And he kind of went over his first year with the team. And it's just so Fickell. He was he's quoted in the article talking about how angry he is that throughout the season, his team didn't seem to be bothered by losing. And that just totally infuriated him. And I got a quote here. He said, "I don't think you can be successful in this game if you don't live and die by it." And some would say that's not healthy, but the reality is I think it's the only way. I just love him, man. He's just so hardcore. And I mean, I think he's really going to turn them around and make them quite a force again, like they once were in the Big Ten. And I'm here for it. I've always rooted for Fick. I love the guy, and I'm just happy that he didn't get Vrabel to join him. And the Browns got Vrabel, so that's great. I know the Steelers got a massive addition, but the Browns did get Vrabel. But what I really want to talk about today is a common thing I've talked about for a while here, and that's the 2025 recruiting class because I think it's something really special. And I was running some numbers today. So the class of 2025 Ohio State recruiting class has a per-player average right now of 95.99. And I was just looking through the recruiting crown winner for the last 10 years. And the average player rating for that for the winner of the recruiting crown is 94.1, just to put in context how insane a 95.99 is. In fact, a 95.99 is the, if the class ended right now, would be the highest in the history of recruiting rankings. And that is obviously just totally crazy. But the class is amazing. You know, you had Tavian St. Clair, who for my money is the best quarterback in the class and just may be by the end of the class in the rankings. Currently he's third or fourth, depending on where you're looking, but hometown boy from Ohio, as solid as a commit as there is, he doesn't even want to talk to anybody else. I mean, he's all Buckeye. He's wanted to be all Buckeye all his life. And he's been in the class since June. And he has taken ownership of the class. He wants to help recruit the class, and he has been. And then you get a guy like Devin Sanchez, the number one cornerback in the country, And as soon as he committed, it was just super ball rolling with all of a sudden crystal balls and more guys are interested. And he and his family had a lot to do with that. They are really recruiting heavily, and it's really, really cool to see how everybody's kind of coming together. You had Naeem offered, you know, really getting involved, and then Sanchez, and they're really excited to play together. You got the commitment from Carter Lowe, Zahir Mathis, Eli Lee, linebacker out of Hoban. And it's just something really special. And when James Laurinaitis was in a temporary capacity as a GA traveling to go do some visits, one of the places he went and visited was Vero Beach, Florida. And he brought Ryan Day. He and Ryan Day both went to visit Tarvis Alford. And he's a linebacker out of Vero Beach. And Tarvis Alford is a top 60 overall prospect in the country. A very, very high four-star prospect. He's 6'1 and a half, 6'2, about 210. Really fast linebacker. Drops into pass coverage really nice. But he hits like a brick. And he's exciting to watch. He's got really long arms. He's really rangy. He closes fast. He takes good angles. He fights through blocks with his hands like he's been training at it for a decade. It's really impressive to see a high school kid work with his hands like that. That's something you don't often see out of kids that age at linebacker on the D-line. And he is excellent at it. But he's even a better kid. And you're going to find out, too, in a second, because he joined me on the show about an hour ago. We had an awesome talk, and I really wanted to know, what is it like when you are a high four-star prospect and everybody in school is standing there and the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes walks in your school with James Laurinaitis in tow to talk to you? What a crazy day at school that must be. So let's get to it. Me and TJ Alford had a little talk, and let's find out where he stands. He's down to six schools, and he's going to be making his decision on March 30th. And he has narrowed it down to Ohio State, Florida, Florida State, Miami, UCF, and Tennessee. Let's see where he stands right now. TJ Alford. TJ, welcome in, buddy.
What's up?
Thanks so much for coming on. So I've basically watched every possible play that someone could find on the internet of you. And it's not something I usually do, but linebacker is my favorite position, and you are an incredibly exciting linebacker to watch. How long have you been playing linebacker?
All right, so that's kind of a trick question.
Okay.
I started playing linebacker in the seventh grade. I was playing linebacker and running back. The eighth grade, I got moved to DN and running back. And then my ninth grade, I was playing like a strong safety, you know, over the slotted stuff. And I went back to linebacker my 10th grade year. So that's okay. Kind of the story with that.
Well, it fits you great. I mean, you're obviously a dynamic athlete, and you're 6'2 right now, but you're listed at 210. I know that an athlete like you who works out a lot, you can pack on weight fast. What are you weighing now? Because that's the last I saw you listed at.
I'm at 215 right now.
Okay, you're at 215. What do you ultimately want to play at when you get to college?
In college, I want to be like 225, 230.
Okay, excellent. So we've been talking about you for quite a while up here. When I say we, I mean Ohio State supporters, because obviously we're incredibly excited about the thought of you being a Buckeye. And one of the reasons we're so excited is your style of play. You play with intensity, you hit like a truck, and you just have this, when I talk to you, you're really laid back. We talked a little while before this. Where does this animal come out from? Like you just play totally different than you seem in person.
Yeah, I'm a real laid back person in real life, but on the field, it's just like when my grandfather passed away, it had brought another side of me out. So when I get on the field, I just go into that side, and then that's what it be.
That's a great story, man. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Is there anyone you try to model your game after?
Yeah, I try to model my game after Fred Warner and Roquan Smith.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
last season, you had 114 tackles, 12 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 6 pass deflections. You're just a stat stuffer. Your team looks loaded right now. What's the goal for your senior year?
Man, I'm trying to go out with a bang. I'm trying to win it all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys think you got a good shot?
Definitely.
That's excellent. We'll be definitely keeping track of what's going on in the Florida playoffs next year.
Yes, sir.
In January, you got a visit from Ryan Day and James Laurinaitis. You're a top 100 recruit in the country. I want to know what it feels like when the head coach of one of the most storied programs in the history of college football walks in your high school with a guy like James Laurinaitis. Your friends, the administration, like the excitement, like what does that feel like? It's got to be amazing.
No, that's great. You know, it's just, it hit a special place. They was the first people to come and check me out during January. I believe I was their first stop outside of Ohio.
You were wrong.
Don't quote me on that.
You were.
Okay. But it was great. And, you know, it's Buckeye fans everywhere. So mm-hmm. At my school, the administration is a lot of Buckeye fans. So you got everybody going crazy, asking for pictures and all that. So it was great.
Okay. That's awesome. And it's really interesting to hear that at your school in Vero Beach, Florida, you got administration that's Buckeye fans. We love to hear it. You know, we're everywhere. And obviously, you've probably heard that nobody takes care of their own in the future. Yeah. If you're a former Buckeye, I mean, like, you just got it good. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. So you've been to Ohio State 2 times now. Is that right?
Yes.
And you have another visit scheduled. Is that correct? Another official?
Unofficial on the 23rd and then official on May 31st.
Okay. So an unofficial on the 23rd, and that is a week before you're set to announce.
Yes, sir.
Is that the last visit you're going to have before you announce?
No, I got 2 more after that. I got Louisville and Florida State after that.
Okay. Ohio State has made it clear that you are priority number one at linebacker. Mm-hmm. I saw a quote that you said, you're feeling the love. What's it feel like up there when you go visit? How does the vibe feel? How's the atmosphere?
Nah, it's great. Just being up there with my guy Laurinaitis, you know, we real tight. We talk every day. If it's not on the phone, we texting. And it's not always about football, just life and stuff like that. So when I'm up there, it's like they're not treating me like another recruit. They treat me like I'm part of the family, like I'm a top priority for them. So I definitely feel that.
That's excellent. So when James Laurinaitis was traveling to go do these visits, and he came and saw you in January, he was not yet the linebackers coach officially. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we were saying up here, a lot of us, obviously, we're Buckeye fans, we wanted him to get that job. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting when I saw a picture of you standing with him. I mean, it looked like you were excited to be next to him. And I pointed that out on the show. And it just seems like he's a guy that really just commands respect from every room he's in. Mm-hmm. What's it feel like to be recruited by a guy who's such a legendary player at the position you play?
No, it's definitely great. It's like you look forward to things like that. Somebody that's been in your shoes and been beyond your shoes, like going to the league, not somewhere you want to go to. So, you know, if you go there, he could help you, teach you each step of the way. So that's definitely great to be coached by him.
Yeah, it seems like you were pretty excited. And, hey, I would be too.
Yeah.
Who's got the best uniforms in college football?
Oh, man, that's hard. It's a lot of great ones. Oregon definitely up there. I'll say Oregon one. Tennessee up there. Ohio State up there. LSU, UCF. Those are probably my top ones. I can't really say one that's above everybody. Those are probably my.
Well, yeah, you see behind me. I'm a uniform guy. I like a lot of stuff, too. What about your favorite stadium in college football?
The favorite stadium that I've been to will probably be Ohio State.
Yeah, when you go on these visits, do you take a tour of the stadium?
Not really.
No?
We took a little quick tour, but it wasn't nothing too serious. Cause that's when the game day was, so we just went around real quick and then went on the field.
Okay. I always wondered that. It's just interesting to you're the first recruit I've ever talked to. And it's interesting to talk to somebody who's a top 100 recruit and kind of get that experience. You know, a lot of us, we follow recruiting. We don't really know what it's like from your end.
Yeah.
Who's your NFL team?
I'm a fan of the Falcons.
Okay.
We're not doing too good right now, but you know, my guys.
Yeah. I like it. I'm a Browns fan. I understand what it's like rooting for bad football, buddy. All right, bud. Well, hey, I didn't want to keep you too long. I really appreciate you joining me. The Buckeye fans are really pumped to get you on board. And I wanted to know one last thing. You've obviously heard the momentum of this recruiting class of 2025 at Ohio State. It's got the highest player rating, and it's got a shot to win the recruiting crown, and you would be a major part of that. When you hear about all these, you know, number ones and number twos at their position committing to Ohio State, how does that make you feel? Do you want to be part of something like that? Does that affect your decision in any way?
It's definitely intriguing. You know, you want to play with the best, be able to have that chance to win a natty, but you also want to practice with the best, push each other, and make each other better at the end of the day. So that's definitely intriguing.
That's fantastic. TJ, I really appreciate you joining me. I'm going to let you go, buddy. I know you're busy. Thank you so much, and I hope to have you on again after you make your decision, and we can do a recap. And obviously, I hope it's good news for us up here. Whether it is or not, we're going to wish you the best of luck, man. You're an awesome kid.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right.
So what an awesome kid. And I mean, just another super impressive young man that Ryan Day is trying to bring in the program, that just fits right in with the quality of kids that he's been bringing in since he's been here. We see it nonstop. Every time we see them talk, they sound wise beyond their years. Listen, that kid was 15 minutes early. We had an appointment to set up and do that recording. He texted me 15 minutes before. I mean, it's just like 18-year-old kids don't do this, but Ryan Day's kids do. They're on top of stuff. TJ is going to fit right in. I really hope he chooses the Buckeyes, but whether he does or doesn't, man, I wish that kid the best. He is awesome. And some really cool answers and some cool stories. And I just, I always wondered what it was like to be a really high-ranked recruit and have all that fuss around you. And then just back in my day, thinking like a guy like Bobby Bowden walking in my school to recruit me. And these dudes are living through that. It's pretty cool, man. It's just pretty cool to think of and put yourself in that situation. But to be as grounded as TJ is and his head's just on straight. He's just a really awesome kid. So thank you so much, TJ, for doing that. We really look forward to seeing your decision on March 30th. And obviously myself and everybody watching this hope that that's a choice to come up here to Columbus. And if it's not, we wish you the best of luck anyway, because you're an awesome young man. And thank you for joining us. Later on this week, the linebacker in the class of 2025 that is committed is Eli Lee. And Eli Lee is from my rival school, Akron Hove. And he will join me on the show, and we'll talk to Eli Lee and get his perspective on the class of 2025. We'll do that later on this week. So, Juck on Bucks, thanks for joining me. You can listen to the show on any podcast format, and I really appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.